So God so loved the world, gave his one and only Son, will never leave him, will not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7 in the Message Bible. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For those who lived in a land of deep shadows, light, sunbursts of light. You repopulated the nation. You expanded its joy. Oh, they're so glad in your presence. Festival joy, the joy of a great celebration, sharing rich gifts and warm greetings. The abuse of oppressors and cruelty of tyrants, all their whips and cudgels and curses, is gone, done away with. A deliverance as surprising and sudden as Gideon's old victory over Midian. The boots of all those invading troops, along with their shirts soaked with innocent blood, will be piled in a heap and burned, a fire that will be burned for days. For a child has been born, for us. The gift of a son, for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over the promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, beginning now and lasting always. The zeal of God of the angel armies will do all this.
I'm reading from John chapter 1, 1 to 5 and 9 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. That was the true light, which gives light to every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
as some of the kids are coming forward. Ushers, if you would gather this morning's offering as we sing together. We'll sing Silent Night, and the offering plates will go around as well.
Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Please to put a penny in the old man's hat, just a copper penny in the beggar's hat. Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
Don
we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Trawl the ancient yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Softly, softly, stop the friction. Let the rising discord cease. You who speak of calm and holy, why at odds with fatted geese? Why do you who call for holly, lift your voices almost shout, and with noisy bells a-jangling, seek to drown the others out?
Know you not about our Christmas and the pleasure it will bring?
Know you not about our Christmas and the birth of Christ the King?
Only rumors faint and distant, only rumors have we heard. Ah, but Christmas, 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 what a tantalizing word.
Why then do you come to chide us, criticizing our descent?
Who indeed are you to question? What your purpose, your intent?
We are tomorrow's children, the legion of those yet unborn. We come to learn about Christmas, and not to chide or to scorn. But who can we trust to tell us, when you cannot seem to agree, on what the Yuletide stands for, or what it will mean to me, and me?
Choose us, and we will show you what a merry Christmas brings. All the bustle and all the planning, all the shiny gracious things.
Oh, stay, they will not tell you of shepherds and a star.
Pay no heed to what they're saying. Come along, it isn't far.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
There, the lights are beckoning, and everyone will share. In the festive celebration, there's excitement in the air.
There is a promise of excitement, but that much when we're told.
Then wait, it's just the beginning. Watch the scenes as they unfold. The shoppers hurry homeward, for the hour's getting late. The children at the windows are impatient, they can't wait. The carolers assembled at the closing of the day. Sing of life and laughter, let nothing you dismay. There is welcome on each threshold, a wreath upon each door.
And all of this is Christmas?
All of this and so much more.
More, more, more.
Attend, the bells are ringing, melodic bells that say. They toll the morning's glory, they welcome Christmas Day.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Don't try to find a message in the chiming of the bells. They only ring for pleasure as the merry clamor swells.
We follow where you lead us. We hear just what you choose. We see just what you show us. But discord still pursues.
And there is more to show you and more for you to hear. A thousand things at Yuletide to please the eye and ear.
Then peal the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Look indoors and see the promise that the season will fulfill. There's an atmosphere of friendship. There's an aura of goodwill. And behold, in wondrous splendor, with a touch of majesty, adorned with light and glitter, stands the radiant Christmas tree.
The star, it was forgotten in the frenzy of elation. The star, the very symbol of the holy celebration.
And underneath the branches, scattered left and right, is evidence that Santa found his way here in the night. There are stockings at the fireplace. They bulge and sag with treats, with candy canes and licorice and other tempting sweets. The family has gathered. There's laughter and there's noise. There's placid occupation. There is squabbing over toys. The mistletoe invites you, and the holly strews about.
There is also someone sleeping.
It is Father, all worn out. Soon now comes the feasting, and when that is underway, we will toast a jolly Christmas
and a happy holiday.
No star, no star, no star.
A jolly happy Christmas, a frolic feast and song. Is this the sum of substance? There must be something wrong. Is there no deeper meaning? What about the newborn king? The star that guided shepherds, and didn't angels sing?
We've no memory of shepherds, or angels we confess. But as to depth of meaning, what's wrong with happiness?
No memory of shepherds, no recall of the thrill of heavenly voices echoing on earth peace to men of goodwill. Though you've told of part of Christmas, if this is all you know, then come with us in reverence to a time long, long ago.
There went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled, each in his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea. And with him was his wife Mary. And they found the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, overcrowded with travelers. There was no room for them in the inn.
No room at the inn, no room. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Weary and cold, they sought shelter in a simple stable. There Mary brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed.
And this was Jesus, the Son of God. And there were in the same country shepherds watching over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone around about them. And they feared with a great fear. And the angel said, to fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord in the city of David.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep, on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight over all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
And when the angel departed, the shepherds said, let us go over to Bethlehem. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the infant, and seeing, they understood. Now the night was bright with shining stars, but one star was brighter than all the rest, and three wise men from the east were guided by it to where the newborn child was sheltered.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
And they knelt down before the Son of God and prayed. And the whole stable was bright with the light of the star. And there was great joy in Mary's heart. And there was great joy in the world, for this was Christmas.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Indeed, we have lost the sight of the origin of Yule. The reason for the merriment, forgive, we played the fool.
But wait, what of the promise of a glory that goes on? You said that it was Christmas. Was? Then it is gone?
It was and is and will be until the end of time. Rekindled each tomorrow, simplistic yet sublime. And now from all our company, with one far-reaching voice, we wish you a holy Christmas. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.
The youth lead us.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye, to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him.
Come, let us adore him. Oh,
In the book of Romans, we read, "But make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about to be over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste 1 minute. We must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence, in sleeping around in dissipation, in bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ. Be up and about."
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus.